Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another day. I would like to thank God for all of you that have dialed into our show tonight. You have dialed into Ministry Impossible with your host, Minister Sharon Rambus. And Ministry Impossible is based, founded, built upon on Luke 18:27, the theme, there is nothing too hard for God. And so those are words of comfort tonight for someone that is dealing with something that might seem impossible, something that might seem out of our reach. But it's good news to know that there is nothing too hard for God. And so our mission is to empower and encourage the people of God with the word of God. And so we come to you every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month. And so our next show dates are December. That's right, December. We come to the end of the month, end of the year already. December the 13th and also December the 22nd. And so this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And so no matter what comes your way, you have to have a made-up mind, a purposeful mind to rejoice and be glad. Why, you might say, why, preacher? Because God has been good to you. God is good to you. And God has continued to be good to us, even through our bad situations and even through our bad decisions we make, God is still good. Some kind of way, he makes all things work together for our good. And so we thank God for his goodness tonight. And so we always start the show off with prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And it is also said that men are to always pray and not faint. And so prayer is our a weapon, for the weapons of our warfare, are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So when we pray, God listens. And when we listen, God speaks. And when we believe, God works. May we pray. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness and lack and loneliness. You have created us to be giant slayers, so we no longer have to be bound, but thank God we are free, free to love and free to live in a purpose and power that you have created us. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are comforting every bereaved family tonight. Lord, we thank you that you're comforting every lonely heart. Lord, you're mending and putting hearts broken hearts back together again. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for coming to see about your people. We thank you for your grace and mercy, Lord. We thank you for forgiveness. Lord, we just thank you. And so as this is the season of thanks, Lord, we know, us that believe you and us that follow you, us that know your character, know that every day you do something that we have to give thanks for you waking us up every morning. Alone, that alone, we must give you thanks. And so, Lord, we ask that you would bless every church that opens tomorrow in your name. Bless every pastor. Give them strength and courage to, and the holy boldness to stand and proclaim your word to your people. Lord, we thank you. We forever give your name the praise. Give your name the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we thank God tonight. And so tonight is one of those different shows. And so we're going to use our song. We're going to give thanks in song tonight. And so our first scripture, we're going to read a scripture and then we're going to play a song. And so our first scripture I'd like to read will come from Psalm 107. Psalm 107 in the first couple of verses, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he have redeemed from the hand of the enemy." I wonder if I got any redeemed folks out there. So if you've been redeemed from your sins, you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, we ought to give them thanks. And so we're going to enjoy a song of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of thanksgiving, from Alvin Willis and the Praise Alive Choir. Enjoy this song of praise. Look like we're having some technical difficulty, but every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so, like I said, we that know the character of God, we that know the goodness of God, that experience it day by day, we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. And so I don't know about you, I'm glad about it. I'm glad that we have a God that looks after our every need, and we thank God for it. And so I'm so glad that we serve that kind of God. And so I don't know about you, but growing up, we were just taught that it would be respectful only to say thank you when somebody does something or give you something. And so I know that God has gave you many blessings and protected you from many dangers seen and unseen. And I know that it's only right and fitting that we say thank you. And so, I don't know about you, but I really thank the Lord. And so we're going to try to move on to our second song. And our second song for tonight is by Walter Hawkins. And it's Thank You, Lord. We're still in the season of thanks. So we're going to say Thank You, Lord, by Pastor Walter Hawkins. Yeah, we're just having a little difficulty tonight, but the devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. We shall and we will give God thanks anyway and anyhow. Anyway and anyhow. But even that's the joy of technology. But even that, I thank God. I can give my testimony of God's goodness and God's grace to me. I know that it was nothing but the Lord on my side. Nothing but God that spared me and kept me, put me on straight street. It wasn't that I always wanted to do right. It wasn't that I always tried to do right. That's not my testimony. But my testimony is that he loved me through my mess. He loved me through my making bad decisions. He loved me through. And that's the word tonight I want to leave with someone tonight. He'll love you through it. Because his word said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. And so I'm so glad that we have a God that will love us through and not turn his back on us. And so I think we got a cue queued up tonight, but here's Dr. Walter Hawkins. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. I don't know about you. The Lord has done mighty and wondrous works for me. He protected me from dangers seen and unseen. And so thank you, Lord. That's one of my favorite songs. And so when I'm feeling down and when I'm feeling, you know, attitude of gratitude, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you for all that you've done for me. And so right now let's go to the 100th Psalms, and it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So we are to enter into his gates with what? with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. We are to be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth. For how long? Forever. Forever. Amen. Psalm 75 says, unto thee, O God, do we give thanks. For that thy name is near, thy wondrous works declare. And so tonight we thank God. We know that this is the season set aside, but it's good to know that we got a God that we can thank. Because the matter of fact is that we only thank him because he keeps taking care of us. He keeps looking out for us. It's not that we deserve it. It's not that we've done anything that deserves his grace and mercy. But we thank God for his merciful God, and we are to extend to each other that same mercy, that same tenderness, that same kindness, that same love. Colossians 3 and 16 says that all of those things are girded up, held together with love. And so love, that's how they know that we're Christians, by our love, the love we share one another. And so we are to be imitators of Christ. We are to be able to duplicate his love. The love he shows to us, we are to show to one another. So I thank God today for his love. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Those that believe in should not perish but have everlasting life. So we thank God that he's a giving God. He's a forgiving God. And so that's why we got to say thank you. And so tonight, as we close, as we finish our, send off our last song. Our last song is by Reverend Charles H. Nix. I really love the Lord and the St. James Choir. So we thank God tonight. And once again, every second and fourth Thursday, you'll find Ministry Impossible. Thank God for tuning in. And thank God for you. And he'll be to you just what you need. Just keep thanking him. Thanking him in advance, although it might have not manifested yet. In the physical, but in the spirit. It's already yours, so all you have to do is just claim it. And so we thank God. And so as we close out tonight with I really love the Lord, let this be your declaration. Because he loves you. He loved you so much that he gave you the best he had, his only begotten son. And then his son turned around and gave you the best he had. He laid down his life so that we might put on the righteousness, so that we might be called the righteousness of God. And so that's why we got to thank him, because he bore our sins. He took on our sins. He took on flesh, and a man that knew no sin, he took on sin. And so I don't know about you, but I thank you because he delivered me from the curse of the enemy. He delivered me from death. And so he has exchanged my death sentence for a gift of eternal life. And so we thank God tonight. And so just by chance, if you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, today will be a good day. Choose him, because you too will find out that all these things, and all these things that you have, and all these things he preserved you and kept you from, it was nobody but him. And so tonight, once again, we'll close out with I Really Love the Lord by Reverend Charles H. Nix Jr. and the St. James Adele Choir. God bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.